马来西亚法轮功学员于9月22日在中秋节即将来临之际来到了柔佛州首府新山华人主要聚居地区游行，提前与民众迎接中秋佳节的到来。
由上百名法轮功学员组成，阵容包括天国乐团、灯笼队、仙女队和腰鼓队的迎中秋游行队伍，于下午5点半开始浩荡出发。游行队伍在警方协助开路下，环绕了彩虹花园、大马花园和大风花园三大华人集中区。这是法轮功游行队伍第一次来到这三个在新山属于华人社团最活跃的地区游行庆中秋，弘扬华人传统文化，把佳节欢乐气息带给大家。壮观整齐的队伍让当地民众眼前一亮。
是哦，第一次看到咯。
你的墙啊，好吗？
好看啊，好看啊，多做啊，很整齐，你看拍的拍到很整齐，最好是每年都做啊。
OK 啊，很好啊，碰到很好啊，是啦，很难见到的，一出来就见到了。
Chinese culture, it is very interesting for us to know this thing, and for the young generation also it's good lah. This kind of activity should be conducted frequently, then I think it is very good lah.In my frank opinion,
首次的游行不但普遍受到当地民众的欢迎，同时也获得来自外州人士的好评。
好，很好，特别是我们华人要保存我们的文化。
OK, 不错啦，很满意。
新唐人记者谢秀芳，马来西亚新山报道。
中国大陆湖北武汉市法轮功学员刘运潮因坚持修炼真善人，2009年遭到当局非法判刑3年。刘运潮在狱中多次遭到酷刑迫害，于今年7月7日含冤离世，年仅56岁。刘运潮生前疑似遭受药物摧残。曾在大陆被关押的海外法轮功学员证实，大陆的监狱、劳教所和洗脑班里药物迫害非常普遍。
刘运潮修炼法轮功后，一改往日的流氓霸气，成为一个守规矩、排队做生意的好人。因坚持修炼，2009年4月被黄石市下鲁区法院误判7年。刘运潮不服上诉后，法院在没有开庭审理的情况下改为3年，随后刘运潮被送往范家台监狱。刘运潮在狱中多次遭到殴打、酷刑折磨，以致下身瘫痪，大小便无法自理，神志不清。2010年9月7号，公安通知家属去接生命垂危的刘运潮，并要求家属签字保证，把人接走后，一切后果自行负责。当时刘运潮的背部和臀部都是伤，大小便无法自理，一直处于昏迷状态，疑似被药物摧残。2012年7月7日晚7时，刘运潮去世，年仅56岁。目前旅居海外、曾被非法关押在湖北省洗脑班的高顺琴表示，在中国大陆的监狱、劳教所和洗脑班里，药物迫害非常普遍。
这个药物迫害，它就是从可能就是2000年、2001年就开始有，有的是在饭里面，有的是在水里面，你根本上不知道是药物。我那个时候就不知道是药物，只知道我身体不好，然后那些内脏吧，就是肝脏啊，或者是腿呀、身体发软、腿疼，然后是身体没劲、摔跤啊，然后再就是牙齿掉，把牙齿全都松动掉。再就是记忆力很差，有的失去记忆嘛。
据民汇网报道，大量被非法关押的法轮功学员曾经遭到丁剂、胶剂、粉剂等药物迫害，甚至穿的、用的以及睡觉的床垫也有剧毒，导致法轮功学员出现内脏衰竭、神经系统、排泄系统和消化系统受损，以及皮肤病等症状。新唐人记者朱杰、纪晓峰采访报道。
在纽约举行的第67届联合国大会24日召开关于国内和国际的法治高级别会议，与会的会员国及非政府组织代表在会中探讨加强法治的问题。联合国门前也聚集了多个为此发声的团体，其中最引人注目的是以和平方式拉起横幅呼吁的法轮功修炼者。他们呼吁各国政要和国际社会关注在中国发生的中共当局对善良的修炼者进行活体摘取器官的罪行。 曾任职搜狐网络华南区总经理的焦健女士，1997年开始修炼法轮功，曾经两次遭到中共当局非法关押，经历过无数酷刑迫害。在联合国前广场，她呼吁各国首脑和国际社会制止中共对法轮功的迫害。
种种迹象表明，现在已经对法轮功学员不只是关押和酷刑，而是直接的进行活体器官的摘除，直接就是在对谋杀。我觉得这已经不只是在展示中共的邪恶和残暴，而是真正的在挑战全世界人的一个道德底线。所以我站在联合国前，我想向各国政府呼吁，向全世界所有的人呼吁，停止这场迫害。
薛先生则以自己的经历说明这场迫害仍然在进行着。
我在美国，他要做一个器官移植，他要等上几年甚至很多年的时间，但是在中国不需要，只要去了，那么可以按照他的需求很快就可以找到一个合适的配型。我自己也被两次被关在劳教所里面，差不多每半年就要进行一次全面的体检。中国政府把这些人善良的人关起来，他真的这么关心我们的健康吗？
2006年，追查迫害法轮功国际组织发布通告，确认在中国大陆至少有23个省市涉嫌活体摘取法轮功学员的器官，大部分军队及武警医院的器官移植机构涉嫌参与。今年2月，前重庆市公安局长王立军带着内幕材料出逃成都美林馆，引发国际社会关注中共活体摘取法轮功学员器官的罪行。
Good morning, everyone.
美国国务院5月份发表的人权报告中，首度明确提到中共强制摘取法轮功学员的器官。本月12日，美国国会举办了中共活摘器官的听证会。
This is a crime against humanity. We should do our best to identify those specific individuals who are engaged in this.And put them on the list.
18日，日内瓦联合国人权理事会大会则播放了两部讲述法轮功学员受酷刑迫害及活摘器官的影片，《自由中国与生死之间》。新唐人电视艾伦宋申化纽约采访报道。
9月26日，国际反强摘器官医生协会代表向联合国递交请愿信，紧急呼吁在联合国人权委员会上提出敦促中共停止对大陆法轮功学员残忍和不道德的器官摘取议案，以及23000多个签名，要求国际社会关注中共活摘大陆法轮功学员器官的罪行。
国际反强摘器官医生协会代表们将这份请愿信以及23000多个来自纽约、费城、亚特兰大等城市民众的签名交给美国常驻联合国大使赖斯办公室。
8月21号开始，那么到今天为止呢，在短短这个4-5个星期的时间吧，我们已经征集到超过23400多个签名。那我们也可以看出，人们渴望得到真相，来呼吁中国政府立即停止这种不人道的强行摘除活体器官的这样一种罪恶行径。谢谢。
国际反强摘器官医生协会成员王文怡博士认为，中国是联合国反酷刑公约的签约国，联合国人权理事会有义务敦促中共立即停止活摘器官这种反人类罪行。
他签了这样的一个人权条约的话，他就必须得遵守这样的，如果不遵守，国际社会呢是有义务来用各种办法来督促他来遵守这样的一个条约。
2006年，加拿大两位独立调查员提出一项调查报告，指出1999年到2005年，有超过41000多个法轮功学员遭到中共强摘器官。今年5月，美国国务院发表的人权报告中，首度明确提到中共强制摘取法轮功学员器官。9月12号，美国资深国会议员罗拉巴克在外交委员会举办中共活摘器官的听证会。
This is a crime against humanity. We should do our best to identify those specific individuals who are engaged in this and put them on the list.
美国移民局已经将强摘器官条款加入非移民签证表格，表达了他对这种罪行的官方抵制。 新南记者安心、谢安兰纽约采访报道。
由新唐人电视台参与制作的纪录片《自由中国》已经荣获多个奖项。日前，《自由中国》首次在英国伦敦金融新城泛半岛大厦的影视厅举行了预演会。受邀前来观看的民众纷纷表示，影片非常感人，震撼心灵。
米歇尔是在伦敦的《每日邮报》工作，他认为《自由中国》影片非常震撼。
I suppose at the bottom of what I feel is solidarity and...For the Chinese people, I mean, Charles and Jennifer's story, it's heart-wrenching and it's so powerful.
他并表示要尽力帮助更多的人来了解影片所讲述的真相和故事。
But most of all, I said it makes me feel, well, just determined to do something, just any small thing that I can. I said I'm not a kind of any great writer or anything like that. I've got I can write blogs and things, but now I'm going to really, really fight to get this in the press and to, you know, I'll try to get other kind of really good journalists involved and just to let the people in China know that they're not alone, really. I mean, mentally they're not alone. It's all we can do at the moment. But I suppose this is it. This is such a powerful film.
克里斯丁在伦敦市中心经营自己的公司，观赏影片后，在深受感动之余，他对影片的表现手法非常欣赏。
I came along today to watch the movie. Very moving, very interesting to hear the film put into the context of two individuals and their two different journeys and their plights through.The persecution that they've gone through, with the backdrop of what's going on in the country.
自由中国是一部深度曝光法轮功团体受迫害真相的英文纪录片。影片今年已在四个国际影展中获得大奖，引起国际社会的关注。据悉，该影片目前已被翻译成12种语言。新唐人记者文庆、冠奇，英国伦敦报道。
Both Jennifer and Charles, along with hundreds of thousands of peaceful citizens in China, were tortured and subjected to slave labor for their spiritual beliefs in the Falun Gong meditation practice. Through its storytelling, the film spotlights the victims, puts a human face on the Chinese state, human rights abuses, arbitrary detention of dissidents, harvesting of organs from live prisoners of conscience, and export of products made by forced prison labor to the West.The film also examines how Chinese citizens are awakening to the demand, their rights of conscience and the intent, internet war of censorship and the anti-censorship that is so prevalent in China today. Let me just say, too, that there are so many people here who work diligently for years, even for decades, on combating human rights abuses in China. I see Michael Horowitz is here. Michael has done yeoman's work from day one on a variety of important human rights issues, and it's always good to see Michael, because he cares, and he cares deeply. And the time is coming. It's a matter of when and not if, that this dictatorship will matriculate to a democracy, and it will only because of the friends, people like Michael Horowitz, people like Annette Lantos, and their dear daughter, who's here, one of the panelist members. I would just say...Yesterday, when there was a ceremony for Aung San Suu Kyi, and it was very touching when Aung San Suu Kyi went out of her way to thank Tom Lantos for his great commitment to freedom and democracy and human rights in Burma, which he and I all have shared for China as well, which again is what brings us here. As you know, just a couple of days ago, we had a hearing. For me, it was my 41st hearing on human rights abuses in China.The first one that I ever had on the organ harvesting was back in the 1990s. We had a policeman who actually got out of China. Harry Wu helped smuggle him out. And what he came and told us, with pictures, with documentation that were unassailable, was that they were executing prisoners to derive their organs, and it was pretty much of an on-demand type of thing. We need a liver, you kill somebody, and you get that liver.We now know that issue has gone from significantly bad to unbelievably worse under the current Hu Jintao dictatorship. And we know that the Falun Gong and other religious and political prisoners are being targeted for their organs which are now being stolen from them as they are executed. This is barbaric beyond words. I have raised with Chinese leadership types in the past, many of them, that the Chinese government rightfully has spoken out against things like Unit 731, which barbarically dealt with prisoners, especially Chinese who were in Chinese Japanese captivity at the time, as well as pilots and others who were captured. They now have taken that low, degrading mistreatment of people to new lows, and unfortunately, the Falun Gong have been targeted not just for torture, but for organ harvesting. And I want to thank Charles for pushing so hard. Dana Rohrabacher and I co-chaired that hearing, and Charles was an outstanding witness bringing forward information that has to be dealt with by the United States government, by all democracies, because this is almost an unparalleled, sadly there are parallels, devastation and acts of depravity. So thank you. There is hope, and I know this film will convey that hope. The Falun Gong and freedom-loving people in China will bring about that new day when China is free and human rights are respected. And so much of that will be laid at the door of people in this room, including and especially the Falun Gong. So thank you.